The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel All-Wheel Drive. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. It's sock o'clock. Welcome to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. All thanks to Hyundai. Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel is in stock now. We welcome our listeners through 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. We've got our listeners through SENQ on DAB+. And listening live on the SEN app, you can download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and those listening belatedly on the podcast. Have your say on the Ryko Fielders call line. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter, Instagram and TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN. Now, you are loyal, our listeners, and I know this because we did a little shout-out, impromptu shout-out yesterday. We had Ricardo Ball from New Zealand. He was doing a little sledge at the show. So we said, righto, you listeners, get ready. And they just fired emojis at him. They went straight to his Instagram and went whack, whack, whack. Gibbo Brooks, in fact, put it up on the social media. So if you wish to see that, it is quite funny. And well done to those who partook, whatever it is the case may be, into that one. Massive show, loaded show. Former Knight, Blue Star, Mark Hughes, grand final winner, just an out-and-out champion bloke. Morning Glories, Matty Johns is back on this Thursday. Former NRL coach, champion fellow and commentator Matty Elliott's coming into the studio. So looking forward to that. What's hot, what's not? The Run Home quiz, thanks to IMR Insurance. Shawnee Omron from Sportsbet. Brett Phillips, who is on the treadmill at the moment, Bretty boy, as far as Wimbledon is concerned. But around the grounds we go. It is soccer clock. Socky, good afternoon to you.
It's great to be here, Sugar.
Speaking of sugar, Sugar passed the sugar test moments ago. So Evan from sales come in and he presented these immaculate donuts. For me, the cinnamon donut is the donut, right? Mm. And they were quite warm still, and he put it to me, and I actually put my hand out to grab one. And I went, nah, you're doing Dry July. I'm on the Caruso's 7-day detox. Mm. So I thought I've got an egg sandwich in the fridge. I'm going to go get that instead. Punch in me Caruso tablets, which make you go to the brass every 5 minutes.
I was about to say, who's going to fill in the hole when you're running off every 3 minutes?
You. How are you, mate? What's been happening?
Mate, I've had a really emotional week. We've had the rugby league, obviously State of Origin, that's been on, and I watched Maverick for the first time in a couple of days ago with the missus, and I walked out of it with tears in my eyes.
You love it?
I'd love it. I've been telling people it is the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I got into my Mazda 6. I drove home. I got it into Mach 10, which is about 40Ks an hour before it starts to shake and rattle and break apart.
Yeah.
That's been my week. Avoided the sugar donut as well.
Did Lexi love it?
Lexi is going again tonight with James Weir, who does a lot of recaps for the Married at First Sight, because he wants to know what a Maverick Nuffy or a Maverick fan or, you know, wants the show to look like. So that she's going. So there'll be an article out tomorrow that James, we will write what it's like with a bunch of weirdos like us that are just enamoured with Maverick.
Oh, so good.
Mm.
So,
what would your call sign be, Sugar? Is it Sugar Man?
Sugar Man will do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do. What would yours be?
I haven't even really thought about it. No. Yeah, I'll have a think about it and come back to you.
Have a think about it. What about you, Gibbo? Yeah. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Just thinking about my call sign, Sock. I know Fletch has tripods, so maybe I'll go mini tripod or tripod's best friend, maybe. I'm not too sure, but I'm good, Sock. Love when you're in here on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, we all do.
Oh, thanks, Gibbo. Yeah.
Brooks, man.
How you doing?
There you go. That's his call sign too.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I'm feeling a bit of regret after stealing those two pieces of pizza.
Did you hear
on
this story?
What?
You don't know this scenario. For the benefit of our listeners who haven't heard it, for those who have, that's fine. Persevere, but please share the scenario one more time, Brooks.
So left work Tuesday night. Commute on the way home. There was in the foyer at SEN Towers two pizzas, a cheesy garlic bread, and a 1.25 liter bottle of Pepsi. And I walked straight past it. I noticed it. I was like, someone's got pizza delivered to work on a Tuesday night. Mm. Must be burning the oil up on level 3. Mm. Went home. Took me about 40, 45 minutes. Realized I left my laptop at work. So I drove in, picked up the laptop, left work. As I was leaving work, the pizza was still there. So I opened the box. No pieces were taken. Mm. There was perspiration on the box. It was relatively warm. Mm. I went as a penalty, took two slices of pizza
effectively
out, put it on the laptop and drove home. And then
squatter's rights on the pizza.
Well, that's what I thought. It was a penalty, right? Yeah. Like, you know, you haven't picked up your pizza after an hour.
You're letting it go cold. You're not doing it justice.
Exactly. Someone's got to enjoy it, right?
That's right. That's, yeah, some people might call that stealing, but, you know, yeah, you can call it penalty. That's
but
fine.
So I brought it to the table yesterday and immediately A grade, what are you doing? Like, you know, mate, people have probably seen the two pieces.
He's developing a bad reputation at SDN Town. So we went to Sporting Live last week and I said,
we
got there nice and early. I said, Brooks, it's a beautiful Friday afternoon. I said, Brooks, you want a beer? He goes, let's wait for the bar tab to open. I said, no. I said, do you want a beer or you don't want a beer? He goes, oh, right, I'll go on then. So, which leads me to another thing. You're not involved in this broccoli raw day.
No, how crazy is this? Down in Melbourne, Woolies, broccolis are up to $13, $14 a kilo. This is the greenery in Australia is just skyrocketing. The shares are going down, green vegetables, lettuce are going up. Mm. Some Woolworths in Victoria have had to put signs in the broccoli section saying, please do not lop off the stems of the broccoli before taking them to the checkout because this is deemed as theft.
That's the heaviest part, right? So when heaviest you're paying part, per kilo.
And what do you do with the stem?
Yeah.
I don't use the stems of the little versions, let alone the big
completely
versions.
Completely redundant part of the broccoli is the stem.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I really can't talk about this at the moment because I've shown Exhibit A on Tuesday night.
Hell hath pizza no watch. Fury like a pizza theft.
So I thought I'd ask you guys, what do you think? Is this theft or not?
Well, what I actually think in the first place is the sign they've put up is doing themselves a disservice. So many people would have walked up to get their broccoli, good citizens, and then their sign is, do not lop the broccoli off. And then they go, that's a good idea. I reckon the lopping of said broccoli has gone up as a result of the sign. What do you think, Gibbo?
Well, I think it's pretty good because I'm actually a frozen broccoli guy. So our prices haven't been affected. No $13 a kilo there, mate. We are going $3. Yeah. Coles brand.
Yeah.
All good. So, look, frozen, all aboard the frozen train.
That's a great little loophole.
If you're having trouble, I mean, they've got the self-scanners. And to me, that promotes a lot of trouble.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you find out what the cheapest is. Mm. Let's call it said carrot. Which is about 99 cents a kilo. No.
So
you put your broccoli on.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a carrot on top to confuse the camera at the top, which is spying on you and looking at the work. Boom. So I haven't been paying any more than $1 a kilo for my broccoli.
Yeah.
Do you call that?
That's a loophole. You have got this written all over you, Socky, where you plonk down your apples, right? And you know they're pink ladies, and you're entering Royal Gala every day of the week, aren't you?
Every day of the week, son. Yeah. If it makes money, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Or if you can save money, it makes sense.
Down on the Corso as well, Sock, there's the security nearby. So you're putting through Tomahawks as T-bones.
You do get a lot of kids down there who I could not imagine how much they have to cover in thefts down there. Even the little lollies that you pack, you have to go on, right? So you'll do your own mixed bag.
Oh, yes.
Say number 66, it might be the sugar candies.
But you'll
go and find, right, number 64, well, that's a dollar. Just whack the sticker on a picture.
The rorts are us. But you know what? I don't personally do it, but if they're going to bring the robots in, well, you're inviting disappointment into your life. People are losing jobs as a result.
And
I don't endorse it. I don't do it myself, but that's what's happening. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. This is the Workwear Group Tradie Hour, by the way. King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Special shout out to Harvey too, who's in the studio, who's alongside the Gibbo man today. So we're looking forward to his contribution as well. Gents, just on Brooks on the pizza issue.
What would happen if he left his wife at the front desk?
Jeez, MG from Brisbane.
Penalty, you reckon?
Ahmed is on the text. He says, boys, the pizza scenario would be what my dad calls tax time. He'd take 10% of our food as kids to teach us about tax.
Good lessons.
Good lessons, Ahmed. Mm. Good lessons. What does the Brooks man have planned for Steelers weekend? The dinner Saturday, game Sunday, club at 3 a.m, bolt moustache, wishart thighs, spanky Steeler. Well, you never know. He's just left the building for the time being. Yeah. He's searching for more food. What are the odds of the Roosters not making the top eight? I think they are a slim chance at best. All the best from Mad Marty. Well, the coal miner, Pinging in the trading floor at Sportsbet, believes they will miss the top eight, the Roosters.
I reckon they'll make it. With Manu into the halves this week, which will be interesting. He seems to be Mr. Fix-It, isn't he, playing everywhere at the moment? I'd say the eights. I'd say the Bunnies are the big danger of going from playing in a final to missing the eight, personally, Sugarman.
It's a big race coming up, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. We are going to open up the calls. It is the 3 o'clock flock. 1300 01 1170. Let's go to Sparty. Is there from Australia. In fact, he's had a rebrand. It's Spart. Hey, Spart.
How you going, fellas?
Going good,
the very first time I moved out of home and went to do a grocery shop was about 1992. And that was when I first chose to remove
sandals. Oh, are you the OG, the original?
I like to think of myself as a trailblazer in this department. And I was shocked when I heard that anyone needs to put a note up. If you haven't been doing that, you're a dickhead. Why would you want to be paying for something you don't want?
So, Spart, where are people... Yeah. So is it a simple just... You know, are you breaking it with your hands, or are you needing some kind of apparatus?
No. Oh, look, mate, I'm massive. You've seen my arms. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just break it.
Yeah.
But I think 78 to 83% of people could just break it on their own.
Mm.
You don't need like a switchblade or anything like that.
No. I wouldn't be taking one into Coles, would you?
No.
Walking around with a machete.
That could create a whole other set of problems. Yeah, but. If you're not doing that, I mean, it's like saying, oh, yeah, I need new tyres for the car. I may as well just buy a fifth one. You don't put one on the spare.
So where is
some people really need some help.
Where is the orphan stem ending up? Where does that typically go?
Back in with it. Put it back in there.
Back in amongst the greenery.
You reckon Coles and Woolly are struggling for a dollar?
Yeah.
Mate, they start putting a sign up. I'm with you, Joel. The minute you put a sign up, people are going to go, oh, all right.
All aboard.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing this.
Oh,
yeah.
Spart, very, very good, mate.
Next door.
Mate, Broccoli Gate has lit up here, yes?
Just before I go, serious note, every year, as you know, Richie Callender's a great mate of mine. His brother, Matt, we lost him to brain cancer. So a bunch of blokes, all his mates and everyone, we go and sell them. So tonight we're at Brookie. Saturday we're at Paris Stadium. Anything you can afford, people, just buy a beanie, all right? Whatever you can afford, because it is starting to make a difference.
That is well said. We're going to catch up with Mark Hughes shortly too, Spart, so that's very good that you say that, and good that you and the boys are heading out there to the grounds, doing great things, of course, beanie for brain cancer around, and there's so many people getting behind it, and they are great quality, aren't they, the beanie, Spart?
They're beautiful, and if someone comes up and buys five off me, male or female, I'm going in for the man hug.
Yep.
Hands above the equator, though. Like, right. I'll put an asterisk above that, right?
Anyone who's saving money on broccoli stems, Spart, can put it towards a beanie.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, that works. Spart, exactly. The world goes round beautifully then.
That was a two-prong attack, and I like it. It was very, very good. Thank you very much, Spart. Let's go. Are we going to go back to Adam from Spring Farm?
Yeah.
Right, Adam, come on. You teased us before, mate. What's happening?
Where were we up to? I've got no idea.
Yeah, you spoke to Mum, right? So you told her about the snapping of said stem.
That's what I was going on. She said, whatever you do, Adam, do not snap them off. You keep them. You peel them and chop them up, and they taste better than the tops, apparently.
Oh.
Hang on a minute.
Now, I don't know. Look, she's Italian, so she knows what she's talking
about.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I'm doing today, Adam? I'm going down to Woolies, and I'm just picking all the stems up and leaving everything else behind.
You're going to knock the top off one.
Stem cell research.
Adam, mate, that's great. Well done, brother. We appreciate that. We move on to Ballina, up there in Ballina. I'm hoping to get up there soon. My dad's up at Yamba. Hey, Dylan, how are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Good, buddy.
To be honest, I know it's stupid. I thought this was the captain's run I was on for some reason.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that, Smitty?
Yeah, boys, give me a bit more time to think about it.
What are you listening to, the podcast, are you, Dylan?
Yeah, I was listening to it on YouTube, and I thought it was live, and I was like, oh.
Mate, they finished about 4 hours ago.
Oh.
Anyway, what we got you? Any message you'd like to pass on? What were you going to ask him anyway?
Oh, I just wanted to talk to Cameron.
Sorry, mate.
Well, anyway, 9 to 12. Yeah, 9 to 12 on Thursdays.
What's this, like the sports... weekend or something.
Yeah, it's sports weekend.
Sports weekend, yeah, on a Thursday.
It's the run home with Joel and Fletch. The run home with Joel and Fletch. Stevie O'Keefe in the chair there. But Dylan, Mate,
get some sleep.
Oh, yeah. Origin 2 was rigged, wasn't it? It was rigged so, you know, that get a sold-out Suncorp Stadium, don't you reckon?
Oh, for sure, mate, yeah. Yeah, I would have thought so. No, yeah. Come on.
As soon as they... That's why they send police to the bin, you know, so they get all the tickets sold.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Not the fact that he laid on him for half an hour. Yeah.
And the world is flat too.
Yeah. Dylan, appreciate your call, mate. Be careful with those podcasts and YouTube. 1300 01 1170. Quick call before we go to the break. Our man. You're not looking for Vossi, are you, Rob?
No, I'm not. How are you going, Joel and Sock? It doesn't have to be a quick call, does it?
Oh, we'll see about that.
Yeah, Joel, I heard you just say you'll knock the top off one. I'm sure it won't be rocking with
tonight. No, that was Sock. That was Sock, not me, Rob. Yeah, I'm too old for that caper. Yeah.
how good was Kamal yesterday, Joel?
He's brilliant.
It's the second time you've interviewed him, and it's the quietest you and Brian have ever been on an interview.
Mm.
Now, can you imagine the next time he comes on, can you have Bozer on?
Oh.
To see who actually... Get Bozer to interview him, and it'll be hysterical.
Love
it. I don't know who'll get a lot more words in.
No, that's good. That's good. I love it. Love it. What else you got, Rob?
The testicle, how do you pronounce it? Gaul?
Gaul, yeah. Fort Gaul it is.
212 a good score there or not?
I think they're about 50 below par, but, you know, things can happen quickly in those conditions. I think it's evenly placed. Aussie's 3 for 90. I think the run out of Smith has really hurt us. However, Aussie looks in good touch, has got good runs in the subcontinent. He's going to be key, but I think they're going to have to bat to 11. So remember Australia's got to bat last on that wicket, which is already quite hard to bat on with all the spin. So it's below par, but Australia, you're going to have to get a 100-run lead to feel comfortable.
It's raining there at the moment, apparently.
Yeah, right, okay, which will affect probably the spinners and also the ball going reverse, which played a big part in Mitchell Starc last time they were there in 2016. He took all the wickets, 30 wickets at about 10, bowling reverse.
All right, okay. Mm. And Joel, match three, the NRL at Suncorp, if they had both same teams, hypothetically, are you still tipping the same result or a lesser score line?
Less a scoreline. Even without Munster, I just think the power of Suncorp is pretty big, and you can't underestimate the motivation in game two. So that's now 8 of the last 12 where the team who lost game one has come back in game two. And you know, you say you won't be complacent and all those sorts of things, but you do drop down a peg. So different ball game, Rob. Blues will win it. I've got no doubt about that, but a lot closer. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's the same. Do you think you'll pick Latrell?
No.
I wouldn't. No, he could come out and have an absolute storm. I personally wouldn't. I would pick Pappenhausen before Latrell, but I think it's as simple as everyone fit. Talakai goes out. He's had a nice taste of it. Unfortunately, he didn't get a heap of time, but Jackie Whiten comes into his spot, and we're six to go play on. That's how I see it going down.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Rob, mate, I've got to go. Okay, we've got a stack of callers there. We better take
a
quick...
Thanks for your thoughts, boys.
No problem. A penny for those. 1300 01 1170. The Workwear Group Trade Hour. King G pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Pedro the Rooster. Andy, Wendy, we're coming to you very, very shortly right after this.